You got the internet and people blowing themselves up for virgins, existing at the same time. And the only way you can do that is to promise them what they really, really, really want, which is pussy. That's the only thing that will consistently get you to blow yourself up.
It's like, this is a war for oil.
Who's gonna blow themselves up for oil?
You promise them oil, they would, good as oil to my family if I am a dead man.
You promise them pussy, and they go, how much pussy are we talking about?
You know these girls, they are compliant. How long after I die do I get to fuck?
Jihad! Pussy is so strong that there are dudes willing to blow themselves up for the highly unlikely possibility of pussy in another dimension. You know how fucking crazy that is? There's nothing that's got that kind of power. Dick isn't even in the ball game. There are no chicks alive willing to blow themselves up for dick. All right, you offer 72 dicks to a chick, you're gonna have a real short line of dirty transvestites with deep wrist scars. No one's paying for dick. Dick is free. Dick is everywhere you look. Anybody who wants dick need merely just ask for it. Dudes are giving it away. Guys fuck sheep, all right? You don't hear a whole lot of stories about chicks breaking into the zoo and fucking all the monkeys. It's pretty clear who got the problem. You know, we don't fuck sheep because they're high. You fuck them because they're that high and there's nobody looking. Or there is a guy looking, he's got a camera and he's giving you money. That's the only reason why you fuck them. I mean, if you put like little warm round holes in the wall of my house, give it enough time, for sure, I'm gonna fuck that. If you give me like 10 years, for sure, I'm gonna fuck that. One day, I'm gonna come home fucked up. Oh, what does that look like if I just took it in right there? Just get that gum. Oh, I can't believe I fucked my house again! Fucking loser!
That's just for comedy. Guys aren't that bad. It's just,
oh, you so don't know. So don't know how sad. Women so don't know how sad guys can really be. That's why they never understand this really common scenario where you see like a really obese chick at a club, a little slutty outfit on, a lot of makeup. Pretty girls always say the same shit, like, oh my God, what the fuck is she thinking? I will tell you exactly what she's thinking. She's just letting everybody know, hey, it's not the best ride. There's no line.
You can wait in line all day for Space Mountain. Or you can hop on Mama's merry-go-round right now.
We can just get to cracking.
Dudes can't help it. They know. They just start thinking, I'm definitely going to jerk off, and it's got to be better than that. They start thinking shit like, I wonder if she can keep a secret.
Hey, listeners. Yes, that means you. Missed your favorite More Like Radio shows live? No problem. Just go to morelikeradio.com/downloads. That's morelikeradio.com/downloads. More Like Radio's RSS feed works with your iThings, Zooms, Androids, Windows Phone, and anything else that can subscribe to an RSS feed. If you're so awesome that you only get your podcasts from iTunes, you can subscribe to our feed in iTunes by clicking the Subscribe to iTunes link right on the Downloads page. So what are you waiting for? Download More Like Radio podcasts and subscribe to our feed now. Yes, right now. Do it.
What kind of store only has one thing on the shelf? T-Fury does. Now before you complain, listen to how it works. Each day a brand new t-shirt design becomes available for only 24 hours, then it's replaced by a new design the following day. They're all submitted by freelance artists too, so they're completely unique. They come in multiple colors and sizes, and they're all inspired by nerd and geek culture. And for only $11 per shirt, you can't go wrong. Check out today's limited edition design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTs. Bookmark it and check back daily for new designs at tinyurl.com/MLRTEES.
More Like Radio, less like crap.
This is what you missed last week on Dutch and Royce.
It is the glory of God to conceal things, but the glory of God to search kings out. Now, Tiana, when God is talking about concealing things, what do you think he's talking about? I'll tell you what he's talking about, Tatiana. He's talking about hydrosexuality deep inside your body. Maybe become a pastor in a church. Some people question my tight pants policy for boys in this church. Well, the Lord loves tight pants. There's nothing wrong with seeing the outline of someone's penis head. Because the Lord clearly states here in Proverbs, like the snow of the summer or the rain in harvest, so honor is not fitting for the fool.
This is Dutch and Royce. We are better than you.
Hello there. You are listening to Dutch and Royce on morelikeradio.com.
Hi, everybody. It is Tuesday, January 20th. MoreLikeRadio.com. You're listening to Dutch and Royce. I am Joel Dutch Van Wingerden here with Royce Lopez.
Hi.
Marie Lopez.
Hi.
Chris Hammy Hamill.
Hello.
And sadly,
that's
our
it.
Producer, huh?
That's it. That's everybody.
That's everybody for tonight. Sadly, Mitch and Sherry aren't on tonight because I don't know how else more to get into this, but fucking
this
horrible shit happened to Mitch over this weekend.
All right. I guess, do you want to just start with, it's no point in us waiting or trying. I'd rather try to get this out of the way than be funny later. So,
right.
Because we were already bummed before the show to begin with. So, I mean,
I say what we should probably do is just play the news story and then we'll talk about it afterwards.
Yeah, Marie, do you have it pulled up? I mean, let's just play.
By the way, Mitch isn't dead for those of you
who Mitch is alive. He's alive and well.
Sadly, his friend isn't, but go ahead.
Yeah.
Sorry. It's buffering.
And we just kind of figured that they had taken off and gone. Away for the holidays.
This white rambler sat quiet for weeks with such little activity. The next door neighbors began to worry.
I rang the doorbell to see if I could get somebody to come to the door.
When a dog barked inside, the neighbors then looked through a window and asked us not to identify them after they witnessed something no one should ever see.
I looked and there was a gun on the floor.
And I saw like a heap of things and then I noticed a human hand.
The neighbors tell us they found the bodies of the father,
David Crowley,
his wife, Camille Crowley, a self-employed dietitian, and the couple's five-year-old daughter. Apple Valley police call it an apparent murder-suicide. Neighbors knew little of the family except for David Crowley's screenwriting ambitions.
And he made a movie called Gray State.
Yes, Royce?
No, keep going. It's fine.
Just go ahead and finish the story.
Fine,
okay.
And it was about the militarization of the government.
2 years ago, Crowley, a military veteran, publicized the yet-to-be-released film on this internet program.
Hey, Gary, thanks for having us on. Yeah, definitely the gray state is something that we can turn around and look at, you know, in our own realities.
And whatever reality his family faced was hidden from neighbors, a tragic ending that may never be understood.
Shock.
Shock.
You know, that you have something that happens like that next door and you don't really know when it happened.
That's it.
So Dave, obviously, you know,
we talked about him. He's called in the show once too. It was remember the
Mitch obviously worked on this with
the movie
him.
Gray they State. Had,
yeah.
When Mitch first joined the program, for anyone that's new, for long-time listeners, you already know, when Mitch first joined the program, he was doing a lot of film editing for this movie called Gray State. And David was his friend for a really long time, and they were working on it. And that's actually how we got in contact with Mitch, and we were promoting it. I mean, we even, you know, sent out some other of the DVDs and stuff that, you know, David had made and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it was his work on that made me want him to be on the show.
As a matter of fact, the classic story of Mitch ignoring me when I first saw him on the Hard Rock was because he was busy actually filming the Ron Paul thing with Dave. And
The first time we met Mitch was also the first time we met David Crawley.
Right.
Well, the only time we met David.
So
but.
Apparently that was, I guess the saddest part about this, number one, this story is huge now. People has it, Huffington Post, USA Today. I mean, it's fucking nuts. But
New York Post, it's
here's
national.
The thing.
If it wasn't for the State of the Union, this would be everywhere every news source front page.
And here's the problem, though. If you know about the movie Grace, it was a lot about the conspiracy thing and FEMA camps and Alex Jones-ish type stuff. So all the conspiracy nuts immediately have already made a Facebook Justice for David Crawley, saying it was the government trying to kill him. InfoWars is already talking about it because, you know, Alex Jones has fucking nothing better to do with his life. And
that's the saddest part. It's like this guy obviously had a screw loose. You know, it's obvious that there was something going on. We don't know what it was. I mean, we don't. They'll have a toxicology in a couple of days. Here's the thing, though. A lot of people, Mitch and him were friends for years. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, they signed up to the military together. I don't know if they served in the same a unit together, but
I mean, look,
I thought Mitchell, him saying that they did. I'll let Mitch explain.
Mitch
that,
will talk about it eventually. I mean, like I said, he needs a night off. Well, he was his friend, man. So
yeah, he's my been heart getting, is breaking for the guy.
He's been getting contacted and called since Saturday. So.
Yeah, by every news outlet possible.
Yeah,
it sucks. I was telling you guys this off air. Like I had a friend in college kill himself, but he just took a bunch of sleeping pills and went and drove by the lake and stayed there and died. Like this is something completely, and that fucked me up for a while because he was a good buddy of mine. This is something completely different because the guy, not only did he kill himself, you know, but he killed his wife and their 5-year-old daughter, man. Like, and I guess they didn't say in the news story, but I guess like it happened like right before Christmas. Because they said that, like,
Jesus.
And it happened, like, there was unopened Christmas presents.
The
it was
dog
in the story
was starving.
That I was the dog was starving.
Yeah.
It's awful. And I guess that, like, it didn't, everybody just assumed, oh, okay, well, the reason why we haven't seen them in the house, they went away for Christmas and New Year's and everything like that. And you saw, like, you know, the neighbor finally poked their head in and was like, what's going on? It's just, it's just a horrible, horrible situation for, I just feel for, you know, his family, her family. Obviously, I'm sure they were close to their daughter. It's just, and what did Mitch say earlier? It was, you were talking to him throughout the day.
No, I mean, clearly he's upset because, you know, I mean, it had fucking nothing to do with the government. You know, it was fucking guy that was crazy and did something dumb and was probably on drugs and,
or drugs or PTSD. Who knows?
Nobody really knows
what all. I don't know. I don't know what leads someone to just snap like that. But it sucks, especially for someone who I consider like one of my brothers. Like I love Mitch, and you know, as much as we trash him, I never want to see someone like him have to go through something like this. That just blows, especially for someone who he was so close with. So just sucks. I don't know what to say. And Mitch, you know, I love you, dude, and I hope you're doing okay.
Yeah. Seriously, because, I mean, God, I want to smash these conspiracy theories in their fucking faces.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing, though, dude, is, like, whenever anything awful like this happens, people will try to find a reason. They're trying to find, like, why did this happen? Oh, obviously, it was the government. Or, oh, he was, you know, he was on drugs. He wasn't raised right. But, like, sometimes just fucked up shit happens. We don't know why.
Like what studies that show when people return home from combat and the veterans are mentally fucked in the head and they're not getting the proper care and the treatment.
That's another thing we can look at too. I don't know, man. Like I don't know. And I feel so bad for Mitch. And I know the last thing he would want for us is to be sitting here pining over him like this.
No, I know.
But
I pine for Mitch.
Do you?
All the time.
I tumble for him.
I sure do. Well, I mean, Sherry, a lot of it, really.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, it's really sad. And the crazy thing is, if we didn't know that he worked on a conspiracy theory movie, this would have just been a really sad story. But now it's a really sad story amplified by millions thinking that this is a conspiracy.
Now the Grace State trailer has like a million views.
Yeah.
Right.
A ridiculous amount of views. Yeah.
What did Mitch say about that? He said that Dave always wanted it to become famous.
Well, yeah, household name. I don't think he wanted it to be that way. Yeah.
Yeah, not in this manner. I don't know. I don't know why people who automatically have to find some kind of a reason, like the government, and it was immediate too. Like they immediately were like, there's a Facebook group called Justice for David Crowley.
Yep.
Just could you let his family mourn for a little bit before you start going to that? It's just, I don't.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, it has nothing to do with the fact that the guy might have been fucking crazy. I'm sure it was the government.
Right. Yeah. Just because he made a film. Here's the thing. If the government did kill him, why is Mitch still living? He was just as much a part of that movie.
Shut up.
Oh, shit. Did I just kill Mitch?
You moron.
Oh, shit. Sorry, Mitch.
Think about that.
Mitch, stay safe.
If Mitch and Sherry are dead tomorrow, then we'll be like, okay.
Then fine.
All right. Hold on.
Wait a goddamn minute.
To be fair, Dutch, I ask that same question every day. So that's
why isn't somebody killed Mitch? what can you say? I don't know what else to say.
No,
just fucking sucks.
We'll let Mitch talk about it when Mitch is ready.
Right. So
in the meantime, we'll just leave it at that, I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, nothing else we can do.
No,
I'm uncomfortable with where we just went.
Well, yeah. Speaking of loss, I heard Hammy's lost a lot of weight.
Wow, what a segue to
yeah, talk about uncomfortable.
I'm uncomfortable with where we just went.
Well, I'm sorry that I'm excited that my friend is doing great, and I was encouraging him to take more selfies.
No, stop with this. I was saying it before the show. Stop with the selfies. Royce, I've been yelling at you since day one.
I haven't taken a selfie in a very long time.
By a very long time, you mean a week?
No, it's been way longer.
He hasn't been taking selfies.
Every time you do it, I'm just like, stop.
But I haven't been.
You just haven't been on Facebook.
Yeah, how would you know, you shit?
Want to know why I don't go on Facebook? Because I want to see my good friend take selfies like he's a 14-year-old girl.
Or the real reason is it would be too much responsibility for you to interact with the real world outside of not in front of a microphone.
I am interacting with the real world.
You only interact with the real world 4 hours a week. Two hours on Tuesday and 2 hours on Wednesday.
That's not real world. This isn't real life.
What about real world San Francisco?
Dennis is saying that Hammy's weight loss makes him feel uncomfortable because you look uncomfortably better. I don't even, I get it, but I don't understand. That sentence doesn't make sense, but I understand
He doesn't like seeing Hammy have joy. It's pretty simple.
Hammy, are you feeling happier as you lose the weight?
Well, I mean, before we get to the weight loss, look, I love Mitch. I love Sherry. Sucks what they're going through. And Jesus, Royce, you just mentioned the conspiracy theories. Yeah. These fucks, if they find anything out about anyone else on the production,
it's
just
going to
get harassed. Like, conspiracy theorists have no problem attacking anybody. Like a few years ago, the 9/11 truthers were yelling at people who were mourning the loss of family members who died on 9/11. These people don't give a shit about anybody, but
it's because they're sheeple. Everyone knows that.
I love you, buddy, so feel better. Hope to get you back on the show soon, but all right. If you couldn't tell, I'm kind of uncomfortable talking about big shit like this.
I am very uncomfortable. Of course I am. I don't know what to do with it. And Mitch is too.
Yeah.
We're a group that doesn't understand how to process feelings.
I don't like them.
Outside of anger and extreme pleasure, I suppose.
Our way of dealing with trauma is just still making fun of each other about it. Laughter is really the best medicine. I know that's kind of tacky to say, but Jesus.
It is, and I really wish that like your entire camera would go dark because a meteor hit your house just now.
Why would you want that? That's not very nice.
Because I can't believe you just said that.
You know what's really mean is that, you know, people are trying to be nice and Dutch can't even take it for a couple seconds.
No.
He immediately just
laughter is the best medicine. I want you dead.
Not a feeling's mutual, but anyway. if you have noticed on the camera, again, back to what Marie mentioned, I have lost a little over 60 pounds. I started at 380.
Sexy, buddy.
I started from, if you watch the Coletta pissing on all my on all my equipment video, which is on YouTube/More Like Radio.
That's where you consider the start?
That is the heaviest I've ever been at 385. I am now at 322 right now.
So, wow. You were almost at four bills.
Yep. And, you know, first time I've come out public with saying my exact weight number. So that's
Wow. Eh. Now, Hammy, let me ask, because I know that, you know, you've been a heavy set guy for a long time. And was there anything in particular that struck you as like, okay, this is the moment that I have to make a change?
His wife smacking him in the head going, lose weight.
Honestly, watching the videos of me reacting to Coletta putting his genitals on everything, just looking at just how disgustingly fat I am, I'm like, oh, I cannot be this fat anymore. That and my knees were killing me.
Yeah,
so
and you don't want to die. And you also don't want to die.
I like how like that was the most disgusting thing you found in that video. Your weight, not the fact that Joe was putting a schlong all over everything.
Oh, well, yes, it was disgusting and funny, but seeing me react and seeing my chin just like wobble everywhere, it was horrible to watch. So I'm like, I gotta be less me.
So what are you doing to lose weight? You just doing any kind of like a weird diet, or are you just watching what you eat, or like what are you doing?
I am just eating a lot less shit. I mean, it really is simple, people. Eat less and move more. That's all I've been doing. And a little bit of DDP yoga.
Oh, yeah? You and Punchy doing that DDP?
Well, I'm not as obsessed with it as Punchy is, but I do it like once every 2 days.
Right.
DDP yoga, what's that about again? I'm sorry.
It's Diamond Dallas Page, the wrestler. He created a yoga program.
Oh, of course.
And it's you sweat your ass off when you do it. It's pretty fucking awesome. So I do that once every 2 days, and it's just a matter of eating a lot less shit and moving more. There's really
speaking of wrestling, yesterday I was getting so annoyed with you and just about everybody else who I know who are wrestling fans. Is there any way, you know how like you can set your alarms for certain days? Is there any way I could turn off you guys' tweets during Monday Night Raw?
I very rarely live tweet Raw anymore.
It seems like every time I see you on Twitter, it's all live tweeting. But it's not just you though; it's everybody who's a wrestling fan who I know or follow on Twitter, and it's Facebook too. Like, I just want to be able to shut that off on Monday. And what's the other day where SmackDown's on?
Fuck SmackDown. No one watches SmackDown.
Oh, okay. So there's
It's really just Monday night.
Oh, I like how you guys have the specific dude, SmackDown's for noobs.
But yeah, man, it's feeling pretty good. And Bisexual Ian in the chat room says the more his dick becomes visible, that's a very noticeable improvement. My penis looks beautiful now.
Dick looks good?
Yeah, it looks good.
Nice. You should show us right now.
No.
No?
I'm not, no.
I want to see your penis, Chris. Amy. Hammy, show me some ham.
See,
go ham sandwich on me.
Go ahead and go ham sandwich.
I'm more weirded out that Dutch called me by my real name instead of wanting
weird.
To see my penis.
That
means I'm serious.
Yeah, it's not a bit when he says your
it's
real
true.
Name.
It's true.
Exactly.
It means show us your junk.
Yeah.
Maybe at the live event.
Royce, do you remember if there was a moment when you decided, nope, this is it, I have to start losing weight? Was there like a photo or a video or just you looked in the mirror?
Well, the real reason I started losing weight was because for the wedding more than anything else. But
oh, that's right. I do remember that is when you started. You were all crabby for all the weeks leading up to it.
I know. It was miserable. But now I'm used to it. I mean, I've kept the weight off, so I'm happy. I'm really happy. Like, I could still eat kind of normal, but I still just have to exercise. But with me, that's all I got to do. But, I mean, I don't know. I mean, looking at pictures of me, yeah, some of them I feel like a fucking elephant. Like, I would make fun of myself if I saw me walking down the street.
Right.
I don't know the exact one. All of them?
Well, all right, Maul says, if you're over the age of 11 and still watch wrestling, kill yourself.
All right.
Just saying what she said.
It's been enough of that lately.
Well, okay. Yeah, you know what, Maul? How dare you?
Exactly. Too soon.
It
Too
just
soon.
Happened.
Too soon. Well, Hammy, you know what I've been totally into lately is going on Pinterest and finding gay-ass shit for eating healthy. And it's wonderful. I will get sucked into the Pinterest hole. I bought a whole slew of mason jars, and now I pack salads for the whole week, so I have salad to eat for lunch.
And why does it have to be in a mason jar?
Because it keeps it airtight, so you can cut up your vegetables and it'll stay fresh for 5 days.
You have mason jar salads?
True. It's true. Yes.
I have mason jar salads. I prep them all on Sunday, and then I have a salad for lunch every day of the week. And I just bring dressing and keep it in the work fridge, and I eat salads every day. It's lovely.
So glad I'm skinny.
One day, Dutch.
Skinny, sure. I wouldn't one say day. Healthy, but skinny.
Yeah, I'm not healthy at all, but not in the least bit healthy. But
and Ian, my workout routine, like to get to work in the city, I take the PATH train to World Trade Center, and because they're still doing
too soon,
it just happened.
Come on, dude.
And when I get into the Trade Center, they're still doing construction there, so I have to walk 15 blocks or so to get to the nearest subway station. So if you want to call that working out, then all right. But
well, they say that like usually the number one thing to help is just walk.
Yeah.
Just walk. Just
do you have any kind of pedometer that
I lost my Fitbit because my cat decided to knock it off the dresser and I haven't seen it since, and I just found it the other day. And I've been using it more often now. I do close to 8,000 steps a day now.
That's not bad. Like, and also, I didn't know you had Fitbit. Why aren't you my Fitbit friend, ass?
I think we are.
Are we? Never mind.
I think we are.
Okay, I'll double check. Now I'm going to start challenging you because now they have challenges in Fitbit. You can challenge your friends to get steps in and shit.
Great. More things I get notified on my phone about.
Yep. Dutch would hate it.
Yeah.
You'd hate it. Do you?
I hate it so much.
Do you just get annoyed anytime your phone makes a sound or vibrate?
Yeah. Unless it's like people I need to talk to. Or when Boom Beach or Clash of Clans gives me a sound.
I don't care if people send me messages or update Facebook or tweet or whatever, but when somebody calls me on my cell phone, I freak the fuck out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like, I don't mind that.
It's to a point where I get anxiety because no one calls me for good news.
Oh, yeah. You just assume that something bad's happened.
Like if it's a nonchalant, whatever, or a joke, it's in a message format. When something serious is going down, they fucking pick up the phone and call you. And so it's like every time I get a phone call, it's not good. And so I get anxious now when I hear a phone ring.
See, I don't know. Like I call people all the time. Just because I don't feel like having, because I know it's going to be one of those things where we're going to text message and it's going to take me 15 minutes to say the same four sentences with the back and forth, knowing what they're going to say. It would just be a lot easier to call and make it only last a minute. You know what I mean?
See, that's the reason why I'm better at sex than you.
Wait, what? I don't know how the two compare, but sure.
You want to get it down to the short and dirty and keep it under a minute, and I want to prolong it as long as possible.
Did we mention what you were wearing on air?
No.
Marie's wearing...
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's right.
Marie's... I had an old pair of boxer briefs, and they had a hole in the bottom, so I was going to throw them out. So, you know, I ripped them in the middle.
Just for fun, I guess.
And Marie goes, oh, gimme, gimme. And then she puts it on like a shirt. Here, stand up, Marie, so they can see.
I'm wearing it as a shirt.
See? Those are my boxers. She's wearing it as a shirt.
What are you doing?
They're really comfortable, and I'm going to market it. Sluts are going to totally want to wear men's underwear as a shirt. It's happening.
You're like white trash MacGyver with clothing fashion.
The moment he tore the bottom part of it in half, I'm like, there's a shirt. That's a shirt right there.
She really does look like Joe Dirt's girlfriend.
So my arms are through his pant legs. These are his pant legs. And then this is the hole in the middle. And the elastic waistband is keeping the shirt down.
I love that Mitch is
a midriff.
I love that Mitch is grieving by calling Dennis a Ukrainian moron. To be specific, you waterboarded your phone, you Ukrainian moron. Oh, God.
Oh, poor Mitch.
I'm in my 30s. Well, I will be soon. And I really think that I want to get into women's fashion of recycled men's fashion.
Women's fashion of recycled men's fashion?
Yes.
Well, look good. All my fat fuck underwear you can have once I'm done wearing them.
She doesn't need a tarp.
Maybe I do. Could be like a dress.
Well, it'll be a plus size size.
Plus size model?
Plus size size.
Well, I've seen videos of how women can turn men's button-down shirts into several forms of dresses. If you ever needed to.
But why don't they sell women's clothes. Like,
yeah, but I want to wear my men's shirt after I've had sex with them so that people know I'm a slut.
This is what happened.
I do like that, though. I do like any girl that I hook up with, if she walks around with my shirt on, I don't know why. That's really hot.
Exactly. It's a turn on for men, and it makes women feel sexy. It's a win-win.
This is his boxers.
Yeah, even sexier. It's where his penis has been.
But you don't want it on your neck?
Why not?
Never mind. Why am I asking you this?
If it's clean, why not?
Yeah, it was clean.
They're clean.
He was about to put them on, then realized there was a hole. So
I was about to throw them out. But.
And your first thought was, I need to make this a shirt.
No, my first thought was, why is he tearing the hole bigger? Oh, hey, that's turning into a shirt.
It's not a shirt, though. It's like a goofy looking like 80s top.
It's a shirt. It looks
not a shirt.
It looks fine. It looks fine.
What's does not
wrong?
Look fine.
What's wrong? It has a little V thing going there. You like V-necks, right?
Yeah, but not like halfway up my...
See?
That's just...
It looks good. Oh,
that's amazing.
It looks great. I feel great.
Well, would you go out like on the beach with that? You obviously can't go to work with something like that.
No, you put a blazer on over top and you button up the blazer and then it's work appropriate.
Okay. I guess.
But then you can dress it down, you know, totes cash when you want to go grab some happy hour. You know?
I mean, don't get me wrong. I'll keep clothes that have like holes in them. And I usually just make those like my lounge clothes, or I make them like my go and get dirty at work.
Yeah,
clothes.
But I can't do that with boxers. And like your right nut falls out of the hole and you're like, Jesus, this is terrible.
Yeah, there's that too. I have kept boxers like just because I like the way they feel, because they've around for way too long ago, because they're like a hole like in the back. It looks like I shot a hole through it, or that I did it on purpose, or I was getting fucked that way. I cut you guys off at the pass. But yeah, no, I wouldn't.
Were you getting fucked that way?
Yeah.
He was really getting fucked that way. Probably getting fucked.
But I would never go, hey, here, wear this as a shirt. It's just, whatever.
Well, no, if he told me to wear it, I wouldn't do it.
I didn't tell her to do it.
He didn't tell me to. It was my idea.
Okay. Hammy, you sent us a bunch of shit. I'm scrolling through what you have here.
Hammy did send us shit. Hammy's the best ever.
Am I the only one that did prep for tonight?
Yeah, we don't do prep for tonight.
Oh, okay.
Fucking Omaha.
Well, the most recent thing I'm seeing on Facebook now is the controversy about the Patriots that they purposely deflated some balls with.
Yeah, I saw. Justice for Bill Belichick.
Wait, what? The Patriots are deflating their balls?
That's like an old Al Davis move.
Yeah, apparently they deflated each team is supposed to have 12 balls that they present during the game. Mm-hmm. And the team only has
six people?
They're supposed to idiot. They're supposed to two of them at testicular cancer, you idiot.
You're an idiot, Murray.
Forget it, I'm not gonna explain it.
Sorry. No, I really am curious. I don't know how this, hurts the teams.
Because they were playing in the rain, so the Patriots deflated the balls that they were to use to make it easier to grip.
Oh,
their own balls.
But wouldn't that also make the other team
be able to 12, grip it better? No. See, each team has 12 of their own balls.
Yeah, I got that. Six people.
Stop it.
Oh, my balls!
So each team gets a couple of balls,
no,
and they don't
taste like man balls.
They don't share. So they don't share their balls.
Put a dick in your mouth and shut up.
They keep their.
They should have blue balls.
They keep their balls to themselves. And then the Patriots were airing them out.
Okay, so you can grip them better, obviously, when they're okay. I thought you said they're deflating the other team's balls.
No. Makes it easier. So now
they were airing out their own balls.
And they say there's an issue because the NFL is actually now going to test them, but the thing is, even if
NFL is going to weigh the Patriots' balls.
Who found out about the ball deflating? Like
there was a video. There was like a 3-second clip of a video of the ball handler on the sideline, supposedly deflating the set.
How many fluffers are on the team?
I think they're called equipment managers. I don't know if their official title is ball handler, but
whatever. The guy that handles the balls,
right?
I just wanted to encourage Marie to make more testicle jokes.
Now, was it what's his face is the quarterback? What's his
name? Tom Brady.
Was it Tom Brady's wife that realized the balls weren't as perky as
my wife?
Giselle?
Was Giselle noticing a little saggage?
Whoa,
in the balls?
Tom Brady is married to a deer?
Yeah, no, not gazelle.
Oh, Giselle. That makes a lot more sense because he could do better than a deer. He's a superstar football player.
He could have like 2 deer if he wanted.
You'd have a whole herd of deer. Tom Brady could be rolling 5 deer.
Tom Brady could fuck at all the deers.
He rolls fucking like Leonardo DiCaprio, except with deer.
How many deer can Tom Brady fuck in one evening?
Moosin. Brian Regan Moosin is always appropriate.
I hope that's a bet in Vegas when the Patriots go to the Super Bowl is how many deer can Tom Brady fuck in one night?
I don't know, but a more realistic question is how many deer can Punchy kill with his cars?
God,
did he kill more?
I don't know. He keeps. You read his Facebook like every other day.
No.
He's on his way to a genocide of the deer population with his vehicles at this point.
Every day he posts another story saying that he almost hits a deer on his way home.
Is he driving through a sanctuary or a petting zoo? Because at this point he's looking for him.
Yeah, that or he just doesn't know how to get home correctly and he's just driving through the wrong area.
Fucking hunting deer. Motherfucking death race over here.
But back to the question. How many deer could Tom Brady fuck? I would say he's good for at least,
I say 3.
Between 8 to 12.
I say 3.
I suck cock, and I love it. Yummy, yummy, yummy.
We're not talking about that.
Here's my logic.
Yes.
All right, we're talking about one night, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Most guys cannot ejaculate more than 3 times on average.
We are talking about Tom Brady here.
Yes.
He has 6
exactly.
That's good for at least 12 loads.
Yeah. Well, hear me out.
You don't know that.
So most guys cannot ejaculate more than 3 times in one night.
Right.
Tom Brady is more than most guys. However, he also has to strain himself extra to keep down a very strong deer from bucking him.
They're very flighty.
They're very flighty.
They
and
fidget.
So
they fidget.
He's probably going to be extra tired more so than he would be fucking a
Not
woman.
Not if he uses Segway Dutch's patented deer trap for fucking them.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What it is, it's basically like, it's like, you know, when you see those dudes in construction sites that have the stilts on?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like the drywall.
It's just
drywall
like that,
stilts.
But it's only like a 1-inch, or not 1-inch, sorry, 1-foot stilt. So then you're at the exact same height that is proper
of the
for
deer pussy. Exactly. That's brilliant. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, are they adjustable so you can use them to fuck other animals?
Oh, of course, yeah. Depending on the deer's height or your height or whatever, you know, you have a 6-inch play either way. But
ooh, that's not bad. 6 inches is a good move because you go up and down. If the deer's into butt stuff, go a little higher.
Yeah. I've made millions off this thing because I've only sold 1 pair and there's 2 Tom Brady, obviously.
Yep. So that's why he has the inside track on this bet here.
That's oddly enough, that's exactly what it's called. It's called inside track.
Yep.
Oh.
But yeah, it is.
Tom Brady's inside track to deer pussy.
Have you not seen Dutch's commercial?
And now it's too long. I thought for once you had
that's the name of the website.
Name.
I already bought the domain.
Fuck again.
Inside track would have been great. It was clever. It's short. I
Look,
can remember.
You know how like you see a thing like, you know, it's Bob's Bassmaster thing, but like at the top it's like in a weird font just says Tom Brady's inside track to deer pussy fucking.
But the thing is, you understand, I had to talk. That was the shortest one I get him to agree to. He actually wanted to be Tom Brady's deer fucking pussy extravaganza emporium. And I was like, that's too much.
It's too much.
Well, that's the name of the factory that we make them at. But I've only had to make one. And I sold it to him for $100,000.
Then why did you buy that 10,000 square foot factory?
Just because it was fun to have a big huge neon sign out front that said Tom Brady's deer fucking pussy.
What if,
Tom
Brady
called again?
Emporium.
What if Tom Brady breaks his first pair and he needs a refund and he needs to make another one?
It's an extra $200,000.
Jesus Christ. It's very expensive.
He can afford it,
it's
though.
It's a $1 million insurance policy that I gave him the rights for.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. He can afford it.
Me and Tommy Boy, we go way back. We've been fucking deer for... Well, he's been fucking deer for a long time. I've just been helping. I try with moose, but moose-in are very... They're just mean.
Mm-hmm. They are.
I've seen Rocky and Bullwinkle. I know.
And that antler thing, like they will literally scoop you up and hurt you, and you don't want that.
From behind?
No. Those things are like... They're like shovels. Have you seen a moose lately?
Not in person.
Park's closed. Moose outside should have told you.
Exactly.
But I mean, if you're approaching a moose from behind to fuck it, how he would need to turn around to scoop him.
Turn around.
Ask me how it happened. It happened to me a total of one time, and that's all I needed to go. I'm not fucking moosing anymore.
Well, I don't know if you ever did successfully if he turned around and scooped you up.
Exactly. That's why I don't want to try it again. My mother always told me, fail once, never try out again.
Isn't it supposed to be like if you fall off the horse, you're supposed to get back on?
That's Batman.
Try and fuck it? No.
It's Batman Begins.
No, you're not supposed to fuck everything.
Michael Caine is like, if you fall off the horse, you got to get back up. And Bruce Wayne's dad's like, yeah, what he said. I've seen the movie. Then Liam Neeson's in it. It's really awesome. And then that's before Liam Neeson became Jonathan Taken. That's his name in the Taken movie, right? Jonathan Taken. Jonathan Taken, because he has a particular set of Taken skills.
Yep. Right.
Right. I've seen that movie. It's really good.
Oh, you could say it's Tekken. The
oh, that makes sense. You fight the kangaroo. I like it.
Right.
Now, here's what I don't understand. In the second Tekken. In the second Tekken 2 with Liam Neeson, why didn't Jean Grey just use her mental powers to just find the girl again?
Hadouken!
It doesn't make any sense.
Jean Grey isn't in Tekken. Are you thinking of the X-Men game?
No. See, in Tekken. Like the burger! In Tekken, Liam Neeson's wife is Jean Grey.
Oh, so she should from have X-Men. Used,
yes, her mind powers.
Oh.
To then find
is
the kid.
Is she a phoenix? He's married to a bird?
I mean, I don't know. She's not a bird. She's a person.
He's fucking a bird?
He's not fucking a bird.
And then coming out soon is Tekken Days of Future Past. Well, when they go back in time and prevent the genocide of moose and deer.
Uh-huh. And then erase everything from Tekken 1 and 2?
Yeah, Tekken 1 and 2 is erased. Only the Bryan Singer Tekkens count.
Wait, so which movie has the bird fucking?
Birdemic 2, Shock and Terror.
All of them? Thanks, Cluckles.
You always know the right thing to say, Cluckles.
Actually, Cluckles should give his condolences to Mitch.
Yeah, Cluckles, you son of a...
That bird has more empathy than we'll ever have. Yes.
So how
cool
many
story, Hansel.
Could Tom
do not go back to that Tom Brady deer fucking thing. I will punch your face.
Listen, we're in a weird spot tonight.
We should start placing bets for the Super Bowl, but bets like that.
Oh. So we got to try and get somebody to ask Tom Brady if he wins in the press conference. Like, how many deer are you going to fuck tonight? Like, you know, just like yell it in the background?
No, we're just going to show up with a bunch of deer and make him fuck them until he gets tired.
Duh. Oh, okay.
Duh.
Oh, you got 3.5. You got 4. You got... Are we playing Price is Right rule? That kind of thing?
Yeah. You know, closest without going over.
Okay. I'm going to bet $1.
I hate you. Don't be that guy. Don't be the guy who bets $1. I already called that guy.
$2.
I'm already homesick. That's why I'm watching Price is Right. I don't want to be mad now the guy's betting $1.
And confused.
$3.
And by the way, how unhealthy does Drew Carey look skinny?
Exactly. I miss Bob Barker. Drew Carey's skinny is frightening.
I don't like it.
It's as uncomfortable as looking at him. You lose weight.
Yeah. You know he feels better, but I don't want to look at it.
Right.
Or Jonah Hill, when he lost all that weight and he got a huge head all of a sudden.
Right. He had to go back to being fat because he wasn't getting hired for films.
Yeah, because everyone's like, I don't feel right looking at Jonah Hill. Is he sick? No. Is he ill?
Right.
Should I help him?
Is he Jonah ill?
Jonah licensed to ill. No, seriously, he's better fat. This is what I'm trying to say. By the way, I love the gif of Sherry in the chat saying, I wear Mitch's boxers almost every day. Though Dennis messed up and wrote boxes instead of boxers.
That's what she wrote. He's making fun of her.
Oh. I see. Well, then, hilarious. Or hilariolas. Is that nude comedy club we talked about. opening up that one time. Whatever happened to that? Hilariolas?
We've had so many inventions and shit over the years, I don't remember anymore.
I still think my favorite one out of all of the places we need to open up was Taj Mahal's.
Yeah, the Indian gay strip club, Taj Mahal's.
I forgot all about that.
Yeah, no, you think I'm fucking around? I am not.
No, I know you're not. I remember it.
And it's such an amazing name.
Yeah, it's an Indian gay strip club. It's Taj Mahal's. And it's going to be very attractive Indian men that are walking around, you know, dangling, you know, going. And here's the other thing. That was for India. I have another one for Dubai. It's going to be called Dugai's. And it's a gay club because that's going to be huge here because they don't even allow it. So all the gay dudes are going to love it.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
So I got all these gay club ideas and I'm just waiting for the right time to pounce.
So many clubs and different trap animal ideas TV show pitches and band names. And
our hands are in too many pots and we can't complete a single project.
Here's the thing. We come up with great names for things, but we have absolutely no power to actually make any of these things happen.
No follow through.
We should just start a company of just name that shit. Like, what is your company to do? We name shit?
I say that all the time. I'm like, I need to find the job where I come up with an amazing idea and let someone else do it.
Right.
Like, I don't need all the profits. Just give me some royalties for thinking up the concept and the name. You go ahead. You do your thing. I'm just happy to help and get a little profit on the side. That's all I want. That's all I want. But
Mama needs a new pair of shoes.
But I also don't want to be a CEO. That's too much responsibility. I'll fold under the pressure.
So then you'd be a creative consultant then.
Sure. Like, you know, CMO or something, like chief marketing officer.
Like, you don't want the whole stadium built by you. You just want it named after you.
Right. You
want
to be
like underneath. You want to be
Joe Robbie.
Yeah.
Right. Taj Mahal's created by Marie Lopez.
Taj Mahal's a Marie Lopez project.
There you go.
The Marie Lopez Experience.
That is such a good gay porn name.
I'm telling you, it's going to happen. Is it Bollywood themed? It's going to be great. You know, whatever that state that they do.
Nailed it.
Thanks.
No, that's exactly. You don't have to say whatever. I knew exactly. Pat says Equibacdoor.
I see. That's not bad.
An Ecuador gay club.
I like it.
Ecuadorian gay club.
And of course, in Haiti, it would be called Gaitians. That's pretty good. Yeah. Wear a condom there. Trust me.
Believe me, I did.
Wait, what?
Huh?
Look, I know that you went there to build fucking orphanages, but did you have sex with a Haitian? You have to be honest with me. You have to be honest with me.
Are you a cop?
You have to tell me if you're a cop.
You have to tell the truth. Did you fuck a Haitian while you were in Haiti?
Did you fuck a Haitian?
No, I did not. Only twice. What?
What? Dutch!
No, are you for real?
I'm actually for real. I did not know.
Or did you?
I was on a fucking Christian mission site.
Exactly, which
stuff.
Is why we didn't think to ask. But then you dropped something like that.
All the more reason to ask.
Yeah, because Christian missionaries have never been known for raping locals.
Hey, that was just Christopher Columbus. He was kind of a naughty boy, but and then kind all of the Spaniards and French and English and everybody else came over, but.
Pretty much anyone. No one gave a fuck.
They love raping shit.
They really used to be huge for them.
Like, I don't know if the majority of people in Central and South America realize they're products of rape. Like, that was Europeans fucking the shit out of Aztecs and Incas.
Yep.
That's all that is.
I wish Spain would remind him of that from time to time.
They do. I think they
do. Oh, they do it all the time.
Spain is very arrogant. They're arrogant
they
people.
They hate Mexico.
You are rape babies.
Yeah.
Deal with it.
Now, Does France do that to Canada? I don't know.
They probably gave in.
France airdrops croissants.
Right.
Or croissant. I don't know how the right way to say it.
I'm surprised either one of them had sex with the French surrendering so quickly and the Canadians being so polite. That just seems like two passive aggressive people like never getting around to doing anything.
How boring would Canadian porn be?
I'm going to type it in right now.
I don't know. It's probably a lot of like, it's cold. Let me warm you up, you know, type of thing. Or
that's what I'm talking about.
Or
my penis.
You have some maple sauce on your body. Let me lick it up with some sausage.
No, it sounds disgusting.
I like syrup on sausage. Ranker,
list of famous pornographic actors from Canada.
Jim Carrey. Mike Myers.
Alexandra Quinn.
Medicine Woman?
No. Alyssa Rice. I've never heard of any of these girls. Ariel Rebel.
More like Ariola Valley.
Oh, I know her. Caprice. I know her.
Oh, yeah. That's Carol. The one where you have to stick the straw into the juice.
That's Caprice on.
Oh.
No, it's different. Yeah. Carol Cox.
Because she's a porn star.
Christy Lee. Envy. Ginger Leah. Grace Harlow. I don't know any of these girls. Jesse Capelli. Judy Starr. Kate
Judy
Brown.
Judy. I like to call her.
Kelly Summer. Kiana Dior. Kimberly Flanker. Okay, I guess this proves our point. Like,
no one knows.
Yeah. Oh, Lanny Barbie. Okay, I know her.
All right, Dutch, watch all those porn stars tonight.
I'm already halfway there.
All right. And then report on it tomorrow how your night went.
Okay. Oh, Shyla Stiles. Okay, I know that one.
Well, good for you. I don't know any of these.
You need to watch more porn.
I do. I don't ever. I work a lot, and you can't watch porn at work.
You
and when I'm at home, I'm just on Facebook.
Watch porn with Royce. You guys had fun.
Well, I mean, forget it.
What?
We watched porn this weekend.
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
What'd
you guys watch?
You know.
Technically, other people having sex. It wasn't on film.
Does that count?
Does it have to be recorded?
Does it have to be in film form?
No, technically, that's porn, I guess.
So there you go.
Does it count if it's probably two of the hottest people?
I don't know if that's technically because pornography means it's like some kind of like a medium just that you just watch people fuck.
Does it count if it's two of the hottest people I've ever seen?
It's hilarious. What you guys do these days amazes me.
It's perfectly fine.
Can you tell me the story or no?
No.
But that we just did. You're welcome.
You got it.
Can we use names?
No!
What?
No, not use names. Like face names, I mean. I'm sorry.
Face? Did he say face names?
Fake names. I'm sorry.
What
I got really excited.
Is it going to even help you in this situation? Hmm. What's it going to do?
Well, because Royce is going to send me pictures of the actual people,
no,
and then I
no.
can jerk off.
I didn't even take it. There's no any. Pictures.
God damn
it. Prove it.
We're not dummies.
That's awesome.
Why? What did you do this weekend?
I did nothing. I was sick with the flu and I stayed in.
You're
I went and saw the Hobbit movie. Which
There's
was
another Hobbit movie?
Yeah, it's the last one.
Was it good?
It was okay. It was, you know.
Was it like 5 hours and a lot of walking?
No, it was like two. Actually, it was a lot of action in this one because they kind of wrap up the whole book.
Finally.
It was good. It was what you expected. A lot of CGI. But. Other than that, it was pretty good. They took a little few liberties from the book. The book was much better. But I don't know. It was okay. I enjoyed it. Just because I'm a huge...
Did you enjoy the first two?
Yeah, I did.
I fell asleep on the second one.
Did you really?
Yeah.
I thought that was the best one out of the three.
I don't know. Maybe I was just tired, but they're really long.
I only watch the honest trailers of the Lord of the Rings movies.
There you go.
Also watch CinemaSins, Hammy, if you're not watching it.
I can't. I watched the first Lord of the Rings movie and I fell asleep twice during it, and I haven't watched the other one since.
You haven't watched any of them, huh?
Nope.
Yeah, you never get through movies all the way.
You know what it is? Randall Graves from Clerks 2 describes the Lord of the Rings movies perfectly. It's just a bunch of people walking for 3 hours.
Yeah.
Boring bullshit.
No, wow. my favorite. Build up. My favorite was the YouTube person, I forget the name, that did how movies should have ended, and they did how the Lord of the Rings should have ended, and they cut all three movies down to 5 minutes of using the birds, the giant birds that are flapping around in the two towers, to just pick up the Hobbit carrying the ring. They fly over Mordor, drop the ring into the volcano, and fly away going, man, that was easy. Sure glad we didn't walk. Like, people would have died and stuff. Like, that's how it should have happened. If they have fucking flying horses,
you understand that book was written in like the 1920s in the trenches of World War I.
What happened was he had a great first story concept, and then all of a sudden flying dinosaur birds appear up later, and now you're like, well, these things existed in this universe, then everyone's dumb.
Yeah, that's a good point.
It's like, I don't know. Yeah, like just, saying just assemble, helicopters yeah, are
just
around
assemble
later.
An air force of griffins and flying birds and just go drop it in.
Yeah. But the whole Hobbit prequels don't make any sense because it's a children's book that's like 100 pages long and they made more airtime out of it than the first three.
It wasn't a Hobbit prequel. The Hobbit was the first book written and Lord of the Rings was the second.
That's what I mean. The Hobbit was first and then Lord of the Rings came late. But right. What I meant was it was like a children's novel and it was really short as opposed to Lord of the Rings trilogy.
Mitch said because Harry Potter's plot hole free.
No, Harry Ooh, Potter. Harry face. Potter.
Oh, he didn't nail it.
Snap. Yo.
Right in the pussy. How about that feel?
Snap.
No, I'll have to agree with him.
I punched her in the face because she was a pussy.
There are a lot of plot holes when they discover a new spell and you're like, well, why weren't they just using that spell all the time?
Right.
And so then you're like, well, I guess I can't
Expecto
logic.
Expecto plot devices.
Like, I guess I can't just logic magic. Like, I don't know how magic works. I don't know if it's exhausting to use the same spell too many times or you just fucking don't feel like it. I don't know.
Yeah, I was going to say, do you run out of mana or how does it? I don't know how.
I don't know. But like, once they figure out how to apparate and stuff in like the later books, he's like, why don't you just like apparate all the time and not have to deal with shit? Like someone's chasing you, just apparate.
Because they ran out of breath. Get it? Apparate.
That was a bad joke.
Joel.
He's got your money.
Stupid.
No, we're
going to
get
we'll try
he's
you off.
Very dumb.
Stupid.
Did we watch any movies this weekend? Outside of rewatching
did we watch
Dumb and Dumber and Independence Day?
Did we watch any boobies this weekend?
We rewatched like all three Back to the Future movies.
We watched some more Breaking Bad.
We watched a lot of Breaking Bad. And yeah.
You guys are rewatching it?
Well, it was in the background. Breaking Bad was
oh, okay.
It was
I still
going.
Need to watch it.
Me what? Too. You, me, both.
I've seen the whole.
I wait
series.
For all my other shows to like to just be like me, you know, caught up on all of them.
Maul,
and then
Maul,
when
why
I have like a long lull? Then I'll yeah. Then I'll
Maul, why didn't Harry just shoot Voldemort in the face?
It's true. If Harry knows about guns, hey. Then why didn't Harry just bring a gun over into Magic Land and shoot Voldemort?
Magic Land.
Like yeah, if you really start thinking about it, there's a ton of plot holes in Harry Potter. We get it, but it's a fun
but
story.
But you still enjoy the story and the
yes, the story's fun because fuck parents that don't understand kids these days. They don't know me.
Especially muggles.
Oh, I know. They don't understand it at all.
Did you ever like, I mean,
whoa,
I know you were.
Whoa. You, I think you mean M words.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry.
Jesus, dude.
Did I what?
Apologize.
Fucking 2015.
Did I what?
Did you? How old were you when the first book came out? You had to have been like in high school, right?
One.
I was in high school when I discovered Harry Potter. I think that a couple of books had been out before I started reading them. I believe I learned about them in between the third and the fourth book. So I read like the first three and then started watching the movies.
Did you ever any part? Because I know that when I was a kid and I first like read Peter Pan, like I, in my dumb little imagination, when I was like an 8-year-old going like, Neverland's really real. I might be able to be a lost boy. And I would imagine me doing that. Did you ever imagine you might be able to be like a wizard?
No.
At any point?
I was an intelligent, almost adult. Why would I do that?
I don't know. I wouldn't say intelligent, but.
I was super smart. I was a straight A student. I don't know. Drugs.
Didn't take any drugs.
Well, when I was a kid growing up and I was reading comic books, I asked my dad to get me a cape so I can fly, and all he did was cut up a blue bed sheet
and push you out the window.
More like radio, less like crap.
It's 2014. Are you still smoking the old-fashioned way? Ditch those cigarettes already and join the future of smoking with Smokeless Image. Smokeless Image is at the forefront of the electronic cigarette industry, providing a variety of disposable and reusable e-cig cartomizers and a mind-boggling number of flavors and e-liquid refills. They even supply starter kits for the first-timers. Why switch? Well, for starters, Smokeless Image E6 don't contain the 4,000 toxins found in normal cigarettes. Plus, they're clean and relatively odorless. It feels just like smoking, and there's no burning, no littering, and no social stigma. The best part might be that they're way cheaper than traditional cigarettes, too. And if you're worried about your fix, fear not. The water-based vapor even contains nicotine. The real question becomes, why not switch? Check out their website at tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke to get more info and to browse their product catalog, or give them a call at 1-877-MAX-VAPOR. Check them out today at tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke, and you won't have to smoke less with Smokeless Image.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
Are you a fan of comics? What about obscure movies and TV shows? Well then, you are in luck, because every Friday, Nerd Hour is here to talk about those completely and utterly awesome things. So join Punchy, Ariel, and now Cornax as we talk the things that people claim prevent you from getting laid, but are amazeballs anyway. The Nerd Hour, every Friday night from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. only on More Like Radio. Spoon!
Access Podcasts. Access Funny Podcasts. Access Hilarious Podcasts.
You should have listened to the Shy Kids. You should have listened to the Shy Kids. You should have listened to the Shy Kids.
The Shy Kids Podcast. Saturdays at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on morelikeradio.com.
We are the Shy Kids.
See it right there. It's done. Theme song.
MoreLikeRadio.com. Because mean people need to laugh too.
Hey, smokers, you stink worse than a dumpster. Stop living in the Middle Ages and try an electronic cigarette today by Smokeless Image. Just go to tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke. They're cheaper than regular cigarettes, don't smell, and come in a variety of flavors like fruit, mint, and traditional tobacco flavors. Order your new electronic cigarettes from Smokeless Image today by going to tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke. That's tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke.
What kind of store only has one thing on the shelf? T-Fury does. Now before you complain, listen to how it works. Each day a brand new t-shirt design becomes available for only 24 hours, then it's replaced by a new design the following day. They're all submitted by freelance artists too, so they're completely unique. They come in multiple colors and sizes, and they're all inspired by nerd and geek culture. And for only $11 per shirt, you can't go wrong. Check out today's limited edition design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTs. Bookmark it and check back daily for new designs at tinyurl.com/MLRTEES.
Saturday's Noon East. Join Halls and Rorschach as they bring you the news you need to get you through your weekend.
Ali, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, Ali, I'm outside right now. It's really boiling hard out here.
Sounds like it. Where are you at? Are you in Antarctica?
Wait a minute, Ali. I see somebody coming toward me. There's a man coming toward me. Hold on a second. What are you doing in my yard? I'm getting too old for this shit. I just want to say that this snowstorm is a bunch of fucking bullshit. I'm going to let you go back in the house, Rorschach, because the sound effect is about to run out.
Hey guys, it's Halls from It's All About Me. Join Rorschach and myself every Saturday from noon to 2 Eastern Time right here on More Like Radio.
Yeah, we can't sell Betsy's milk. No what? Absolutely no what.
Oh
can't sell that milk.
Why is that? Like, I can't tell.
I got pain. I can tell my hair. Yo, I got pain.
I almost said I got pain.
I'm going to smell it.
Dude fucking takes the bread, shoves it in her ass, shits it back out, puts it in the case. That's how you wrap the bread.
You can jiggle your fist around in there without hitting the sides.
The Orange Room, 9 to 11, Saturday nights on More Like Radio.
We can edit that out, right? Oh, it's live. Yes. Are you a modern housewife who is in the family way? Smoke Chatterton cigarettes. Your baby's lungs need refreshing nicotine for science reasons. And his growing bones need tar to hold him together. 9 out of 10 doctors surveyed said, who is this? Why are you calling so late? But the 10th guy was into it. Chattertons taste so cool and mild. A treat for you and your unborn child.
Official cigarette of the U.S. Olympic team.
Hey, this is Chris Parnell from Archer and Rick and Morty. You are listening to More Like Radio.
All right. Back second hour of Dutch and Royce here on morelikeradio.com.
Your kids' lungs need nicotine as well.
You can obviously listen to us live. If you're listening to the podcast, join in the chat room, morelikeradio.com, every Tuesday night from 10 to midnight. You can also follow all of us on Twitter, Joel Dutch, Hippo Juice Film, H Juice Marie, and Hammy. What's yours again? Is it Hammy MLR? Did you change it again or what happened?
At Brain Stew Hammy.
At Brain Stew Hammy.
You were close.
So, I don't know. I was just kind of hoping that he'd change it again. So, when are you coming back on the station, buddy?
Cool album.
I'm hoping February.
February.
That's like in 10 days.
Well, I need to finish editing the website and make some new production pieces, but hopefully February.
By the way, speaking of website, we're going to be updating Hippo Juice very soon.
Ooh.
It's going to, yeah, well, where's what we're going to do with the Hippo Juice website?
So we had an idea, yeah. And we need someone to do it for us.
Right. We're going to convert it to a WordPress, and we're going to make it kind of like a blog, so anyone who wants to, or not anyone who wants to, anyone that I think is good enough to write blog entries and stuff like that, I think would be pretty cool.
I think we can compete with BuzzFeed.
Well, I don't know about
and
that.
And by that, I'm just going to reshare BuzzFeed articles.
Speaking of which, though, like, how's SiriusXM treating you there, buddy?
It is fantastic.
Are they nice?
Are they treating
you good?
Are really good. Yeah.
Yeah? No one's bugging you at work? Because I'll get them.
Nah, everything's good.
Well, that's unusual coming from you.
I think. Well, you mentioned something earlier.
Losing weight makes them feel better.
When we were off the air, you mentioned something about what's going on at your at SiriusXM.
Okay. So as you know, I am still going to school to get a music degree, and one of my teachers that I still talk to almost on a daily basis has told her new students to come to me for possible employment at Sirius, and one of the students that has come to me.
Whoa, hold on. Your teacher just assumed that you know how to get a job at Sirius. I'm sure it probably took you a while to get a gig there.
It took 10 years and applying and finally getting an internship. Yeah, a lot of work went to getting a job.
Hey, yeah, just go talk to Chris over there. He'll actually get you in. Like,
squeeze you in.
Is she?
Well, I don't think that's exactly what my teacher said. If you need someone to possibly help get your foot in a door, any advice, blah, blah, blah. I think that's what she probably said to her students. But anyway, this kid messages me, and this kid couldn't be any more, no older than 19, maybe 20 years old.
A young whippersnapper.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, hey, I'm such and such. My teacher is such and such. And I'm wondering if you can help me possibly get a door, get my foot in the door at Sirius, because she said that you worked there. And, you know, to which I said, well, to be honest, it's not that easy.
You didn't tell him that you'll get him a job if he sucks your dick?
Then, well, I was going with that, but, you know, he may screen cap and send to my employers.
Yeah, that would have been good.
Well, you're assuming he would have agreed to it.
How great would that have been if you got fired for sexual harassment? Chris out of everybody just gets fired for sexual harassment. Sorry, go ahead.
But
so,
what did you say? So this kid messages me and says, hey, he wants a job and wonder if I could help him. So to which I say, I give an honest message back to him. Like, look, it's really not as easy as you think it is. You have to pay dues. You have to have a lot of experience. He doesn't even know what Adobe Audition is. So for tech people out there, that's what pretty much everybody in the industry uses.
Right.
Because it's the easiest to pirate.
Yes, if you want to go down that road, wearstore.com, and you can buy it for $20. But
or just ask me or Hammy, and we'll send it to you for free.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So his response to my lengthy reply to him saying, you know, trying to give him some sound advice, is that I'm an ungrateful piece of shit and I should die. And I'm just
that was the verbiage he used.
Yes.
What a fucking...
I'm not going to read his exact response, but he did say that I am ungrateful.
God, I wish you had his phone number.
And I'm trying to... I can't just help a guy out.
I wonder if this guy might have a Twitter.
Do you think you're fucking Howard Stern and you just had the pull to get somebody hired?
Yeah, well, God willing, I wish, but no.
I want to know his logic behind... Is there a way you can read it word for word? I want to know his logic behind calling you ungrateful.
I'm guessing...
Maul says he's right, though.
This is what I'm guessing.
Hey.
Joel, this is what I'm guessing. Is that the 19-year-old is one of those generational kids where everyone gets a trophy. Millennial. Yeah, the millennials. Where they're always praised and they don't do any work. And he's probably been told several times by people older than him that he's ungrateful for everything he has. And so he used that regurgitated back to Hammy.
He knows that hurts because anytime he hears it, it really cuts deep. So that's the only thing he can. I'm with you.
So chat room saying, when does the bad part happen? That's very. I can't make fun of you.
People aren't very. Yeah. Mitch right now is the.
Yeah.
Mitch has his shield of, like, you feel
he
bad
has
for
free
him.
Reign over insulting everybody.
Mitch has
point.
A Mario star on where not only is he invincible, but he can inflict damage on other people just by being around them.
I know. Do you know that's exactly what he's doing?
Mario star. I love that.
He can fire all the blue shells he wants. Don't send anything after him.
Mitch comes in.
That is, dude, I'm so stealing that from you. He's got with someone that is like going through something hard, they get a Mario star.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, oh, something bad happened to him. Let's help him out a little bit.
It's okay. Yeah. His daughter just died, you know. His grandmother passed away while she was holding her. He gets a
I have not been playing enough Mario Kart, by the way. Love me some Mario Kart.
I just played the most recent Super Smash Bros.
It's pretty good. I haven't played it yet.
For the Wii U? Awesome. We want to get Super Smash Brothers.
I know. We want to get it bad.
So much fun.
We got to get it.
Everyone that's got it says amazing.
Well, you know, we did get tickets to Bonnaroo.
Yeah, we're going to Bonnaroo.
Oh, that's right.
Yup.
Okay, is that... I keep confusing Bonnaroo with Coachella.
No.
Bonnaroo,
like, where's Bonnaroo?
In Tennessee in June.
It's on, like, a farm in Tennessee.
Okay. Yeah.
The lineup is pretty tits.
Who's the headliner there? Is Billy Joel. And
what?
Yeah, that's the headliner.
And Mumford & Sons. And I need to look it
hold
up.
Hold on. That's a steep drop-off.
No. There's more. Hold on.
As far as, like, famous people goes.
Let me look it up.
Well, just start rattling off.
They also haven't announced all the everybody yet either. but hold on.
But yeah, we're going this summer.
When is it? It's just June, July?
June.
Okay.
Billy Joel, Mumford & Sons, Deadmau5, Kendrick Lamar,
Florence and the Machine,
Robert Plant, and the Sensational Space Shifters.
My Morning Jacket. Alabama Shakes, Bass Nectar, Childish Gambino, which is the black guy from a Community.
Slayer.
Yeah.
Hozier.
Yeah, Slayer. Slayer!
Ben Harper, which I'm excited to see.
Oh, dude, my first concert ever. Ben Harper opened up for Dave Matthews Band.
Nice.
Ben Folds.
I'm also excited to see Ben Folds.
Atomic Bomb, Tears for Fears.
Tears for Fears? Yep.
Brandy Carlile.
Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Whoa.
Yeah.
But you mean Belinda Carlisle?
No. Who's Brandy Carlisle? I don't know.
I don't know.
But you're right. I was thinking Belinda Carlisle. Now I look dumb for being excited, and that's not who that is.
Right. Oh, this song, yeah.
That's what I was thinking.
Because if it was this, I would be excited.
That's what I was thinking. The second half are a lot of bands that I've never heard of.
And they have a they also have the comedy tents. Who knows? There's going to be a lot of big comedians. I don't know who they're going to be there yet, though. It should be fun.
Cool. Are you guys going for both days?
We're going for the whole thing.
The whole kit and caboodle.
For 4 days.
You know what I really want to go to at some point in my life?
Burning Man.
So I can say I experienced it. No, the Gathering of the Juggalos.
No.
No,
I don't want hepatitis.
I just want to see that amount of redneck in one area.
It's okay. Let Dutch go to that one.
We'll go to the Sausage Castle.
Right.
Remember the Sausage Castle?
What's the Sausage Castle?
We talked about it on the air. With the juggalo that's belly dancing on the...
Oh, that guy. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's right. I'm sorry.
It's like an hour away. Gary Busey's fucking cousin or nephew or whatever.
Right.
Yeah, a Busey.
We want to go there.
A Busey?
That's child abuse-y. I'm on fire.
That would be so hilarious if their parents named somebody Childa.
Re-tickled.
Child abuse team.
Mom's like more like Robert Kant instead of Robert.
Their first
name
is Child. Their second, they're like, you know, their second, like, their, not second, their middle name's Adam, and they just said Child A.
That would be so awful. That would be the worst name to name your child ever.
I'm writing that down. I'm going to present that to Christy.
Whoa. What?
You guys have a kid?
No. God, fuck no.
Okay.
Okay, you scared us.
I was going to say, are you having a Busey kid right now?
Yeah, I got confused.
What are we talking about? Or is it just to name your next cat?
Jake Busey was over the house last weekend. We had a bonfire in the back. E-Rock came over. It was a really fun time.
Nice. I walked a cat this weekend, too, for the first time. On a leash. Because the leash was there, and I said, wow, I've never walked a cat before. That sounds hilarious. It was.
Did it hate it?
No, it wanted to be outside. But they had a leash because the cat would run away if let outside to her own devices. So they leash her, and it's just like leashing a kid.
That's why you don't like cats outside, because you have to make them think the only thing in their environment is what's indoors. The second they go outside, they're like, oh my God, I can get away from these fuckers anytime I want.
Exactly. But unlike walking a dog, where they'll just walk on the sidewalk and you yank them when they see a squirrel and they go back to doing what they're doing, cats just like... I'm not going to walk anywhere you say. I'm going to drag my feet until I see a tree, and then I'm going to run up it.
Right, because they're trying to get away from you.
Right. Have you ever tried holding a cat as it's running up a tree?
I can't say I have.
Leash?
No.
It's fucking hilarious. And it's not like...
Why didn't you get a video of this?
I don't know why I didn't think about it. But it's not like with a dog where the dog is being disobedient and you yank its neck and it's just like, goes back to doing what it's doing and doesn't care.
I'm sorry.
Cats are like 8 pounds at the most. And the cat's like, I don't want to go over there. And it's like pushing...
I want to fucking go. Get off me.
And it's like pushing all its weight against you. And you're like, I'm not even trying to exert any effort. And so I didn't want to yank the cat because I'd be like, I'm going to break its little cat neck. So I'm sitting there. I'm like, the cat's walking me because I don't know how to tell the cat, no, don't walk over there. And it's just going wherever the fuck it wants to go.
The cat is walking
me. It was ridiculous. And sometimes, also very cute.
Sometimes in the summer, I put my cats on a leash and all they end up doing is just laying in the grass. And if I want to go anywhere, I have to literally drag them and they just lay there. They don't bother walking.
Exactly.
Well, your cats are big and fat and lazy.
Only one of them is.
Oh, well, was that the one that... What was the cat that hated everybody and just the
Hammy.
Refused to... Like, I was a cat. This cat's cool. He hates everybody.
I was referring to him like Mad Men.
You're right.
This cat hates everybody.
Yeah, Small, that's exactly what my cat does in the grass.
There's a picture for the of a cat love of God, don't walk me. To
leave the carpet.
For the love of
cats
God.
Cats are assholes.
That's exactly it. And, but it's like 8 pounds. It's nothing to drag it. And so you're just going to break his little cat body if you yank.
My one cat shits everywhere now because we have to give her medicine for her colon or whatever.
Aww.
She doesn't even bother to use a litter box anymore because she knows we clean her ass. So she shits everywhere now. And just look lets it just come out.
Sorry.
The gif of the cat being dragged.
Sorry, while I was talking, Paul posted a gif of a cat just being literally drug across the floor on a leash because it didn't want to move its legs.
Oh, cats are shit at
animals.
Look at the other one. Look at the one cat on the beach.
Anything with a feline brain should not be a pet because they just want to kill you and not do what you say.
Look at the cat on the beach.
Stupid.
Cats are ridiculously hilarious animals. Like, dogs are dumb, but cats are just dicks.
They're dicks. That's exactly what it is.
And everything they do is fucking hilarious.
Just complete.
They're
animals.
Such bitter cunts.
Yes, they are.
But also the best part about cats is that they get embarrassed and have pride. So when they fuck up, you can totally tell that there's like totally like don't look at me. Don't look at me right now. I can't. No.
Yeah. When Kelly and I were still together, she would always tell me stories about how her dumb cat was always getting embarrassed. I'm like, you really think a thing feels emotion like that? And she's like, no, it does. I'm serious. Until I saw it for
There's another one in the chat room.
Sorry for the podcast listeners. This is just for us.
Murray,
this is why you need to listen
like
to the show.
They used the one cat as a ramp so that the other cat could go over.
That
top.
Black cat hates everybody.
Murray,
the black cat's
these.
Like, fuck you.
We're
going to
post
these
in more
death.
Like radios so everyone
moving.
Can see them. Actually, you know what? Fuck that. Post them in the Dutch and Royce page so people have to go to it. Search for Dutch and Royce if you want to see these.
Right.
All right, fine.
Oh, God.
That's hilarious.
Cats are the worst
what
things to walk.
What were we talking about?
I don't know. Walking cats?
I don't remember.
All I can think about is cats getting walked.
I want a dog. I want badly.
Yeah?
Big guy.
I don't think they're hard to get.
Well, here's the thing. Is that I don't want to do it or make that kind of a commitment unless I think I can be like a good dog owner. Wait, stop posting pictures of cats being drunk. Sorry. I don't know. I want to be able to have a yard, because I want a big ass. I want a South African Boerbel. I fell in love with this breed. I think I might have told you guys about this breed. But this breed is basically bred to fight lions in South Africa.
Yeah.
Off of like sheep.
Yeah.
They're the biggest, dumbest, sweetest animals ever because they don't realize how heavy they are. They think they're little puppies when they're like 500 pounds and like you have to dock their tail. Otherwise, you'll break your shin if their tail hits your leg. And like
That sounds nice.
I went over to my buddy's house when I was in Virginia. It was one of my old college buddies, him and his wife, when I was on there for business. And I went over there and he didn't tell me that he had these two fucking monsters living at his house, and I ring the doorbell. I just hear him screaming from the living room, going, "Come in!" I open the door, and these two fucking huge, literally monsters come running around the corner, and they're screaming at me, going like, "Who the fuck are you? You piece of shit!" And they're just barking at me, and I'm just like, "Ah!" And it wasn't until he said, "Shut the fuck up!" And then they like were like, "Oh, he's cool. Hey, dude, what's up?" They were the cool. They try to sit on your lap.
because they think they're little puppies.
Aww. But they don't. I'm not cutting you off. Oh, wait. I can't hear him. Can you hear him?
No.
I can't hear him anymore. What happened?
You Dutch. I can't hear you, Dutch, if you're talking.
Did you unplug something?
There you go. Now I hear it.
I've been talking the whole time.
Well, you fucking something happened. Maybe it's because you're in Omaha or because you're a bitch. Pick one.
Anyways, I love this breed.
South African what?
Borbel. B-O-R-B-E-L. I believe it's
B-O-E-R-B-O-E-L.
I think that's my...
It's like a Mastiff.
But sort of like a pit bull. Like, these things are... They're walking muscle, but they're not as vicious as
that
like
that looks like a WWE wrestler.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Whoops. I autocorrected it to brothel and it got... And all of a sudden, I don't want to see this.
You need to brand Thug Life on the side of this dog. That's how ridiculous it is. It needs to have a bad tribal tattoo around its arm. That's how big this dog
is. It's an awesome breed. I love this dog. I fell in love with him the minute I went over my buddy's house. Like, at one point, we were outside smoking a cigarette, and I looked over, and both of them were, like, just chewing on a stump.
This dog should be...
What the fuck? He's like, oh, yeah, they eat wood.
This dog should be grunting while doing heavy sets at the gym.
Oh, yeah, dude.
This dog should be telling you about protein powders to put into your shakes. Mm-hmm.
This dog should be selling you steroids illegally in the fucking bathroom of a gym.
This dog is definitely the dog that asks other dogs how much you lift.
Yeah.
Right.
How much you bench? How much you bench, bro?
But here's the thing is that, like, they're a lot like Michael Clark Duncan in The Green Mile. Like, he's just a 12-year-old in his brain. Like, it's not, like, they're just big, dumb, sweet little dogs, but they don't realize how big they are. Like, they're little dogs in their own mind. Like, oh, it's the greatest breed ever, dude. I love them.
I was driving behind a car earlier today that said life is better with a Newfoundland, like the dog.
They slobber way too much, though.
I'm just like, why does that need to be a bumper sticker?
Why do anything have to be a bumper sticker?
And then I was like, you know that they just made that same bumper sticker but replaced every other dog breed. So really, what are you trying to say? Cookie cutter bumper stickers.
Marie hates bumper stickers.
You might as well have said any other breed. Just say life is better with a dog.
I don't want a Tibetan Mastiff. That looks like a lion.
Why not?
Well, Maul posted a picture and it's Tibetan Mastiff. I don't know.
Yeah, it's pretty fuzzy.
I like the South African Borbels or Rhodesian Ridgebacks. I like those.
Oh, the Borbels are cute. They're massive, but they're cute.
Oh, they're adorable.
Idiots
who just love you and nobody else.
But then get like a little teacup dog to have walking around next to it.
Yeah, it's to boss the big guys around.
Yeah.
That'd be adorable. Seen that? Like that? My mom has that. She has this dumb little Yorkie. Yeah, she has this little Yorkie, but she also has this big old like retriever lab mix, which costs $20,000 because he's one of those. My younger brother Josiah, he's in a wheelchair, so they were able to get a grant to have one of those dogs that's like super trained to, like, you just tell it, you go, you know, the dog's name is Race, and you go, Race or beer? He goes, pulls open the fridge, grabs a beer, and brings it to you. Like, Dutch, one of those kind of dogs.
From dynastiesaborbels.com, Borbel puppies are available right now.
How much?
Yeah, they're like $2,000 a piece, I think.
Check on Amazon.
I don't know if I want to go there.
If you have Prime, maybe they have it.
Well, I mean, the
package never arrived.
Yeah. Let's do that.
Could do that. It's not a bad idea.
I clicked on this website based off of this picture that came up in Google Images for the South African Borbel, which is an amazing floating headshot.
Why is that Tommy Wiseau horse there?
It's amazing headshots of a horse and two dogs floating over top the Rocky Mountains. But you have to email magnaborbels@yahoo.com.
Oh, good. That's like a professional
to find
email
out about available puppies.
The second I get a house with a backyard, that's the first thing I'm getting is that. Fuck renovating the kitchen or make my living space livable. I want a Borbel. Immediately.
Well, what are you going to name it?
Dude.
Well, that's no.
You've been watching too much Big Lebowski.
That's all I watched when I was in college. Up until I used to love getting white Russians until I developed a lactose intolerance allergy.
That sucks, by the way. You guys ever gotten like an allergy later in life?
No.
That's the one I developed. Because you know, if you hear about people who develop out. Yeah, that's what I got. I can't have milk anymore.
That sucks. What about chocolate milk? My body just went,
fuck you. You can't have milk. Otherwise, you're going to be
toilet. What about ice cream?
No, can't have that. I can't have.
What about ice cream?
I made this day 2 Christmases ago.
What about Rocky Road? What about Rocky Road? Ben and Jerry's.
Keep naming ice cream. Chunky
yogurt. Can you have yogurt?
I tried once and it was the worst decision I've ever made.
Well, you were eating Activia.
Can you have Dairy Queen?
Try Greek yogurt.
I can. Here's the thing. I can if I want to be shitting for the next hour and a half.
Okay, I don't see a downside.
Never mind. I'm not going to try to explain it to you.
What about milk?
Can you have milk?
Can you have milk?
Can you have soy milk?
I've had lactate milk or whatever, like the stuff where they
pull out all the before? Lactose
shit, but it tastes like ass and it's not even.
What about almond milk or soy milk or rice milk? Or
I tried it once and it was like, I am never, I'd rather drink cum than this stuff. It's awful.
Oh, they sell that?
1131.
Yup.
Damn it.
Well, why would you say it?
Because he means it in his heart.
Oh, okay.
All right. Can we get into We Listen to
Bill? No!
Wibble the D?
I'm trying to screen share, but it won't
work. I'm going to screen share you with your fucking face.
What's up this week for We Listen to
Better? Yeah, what do you have, bitch?
If I could... I'm hitting the screen share button, but it won't let me do it.
Listen, N-Bomb, just put it in the fucking chat and I'll play it.
All right. It's actually... This came from... Oops, not
my
that
penis.
One.
My penis.
Mars.
God damn it. What the fuck just happened? Mm-hmm. Here we go. Oh, I'm sorry. I tried to copy, but I pressed paste, so I couldn't get the whole thing.
Apparently, guest 752057 fucking loves Marie. Why don't you change your name so we know? Did I buy you enough time, Dutch, to paste it? Okay.
There it is. It's there. It's actually... Sherry actually sent me this. She texted me earlier this week and said, can we please play this song at some point during any of this show?
I don't chupa, I'm an albatross.
I'm an albatross.
I'm an Aaron albatross.
Chupa. You got it, dude. You got to play the video though. You got it? Okay, there we go.
Do you say you got to play it because it's funny or it's good or?
I don't know what to make of it just yet. I want to see you guys' reaction to it.
Oh, it's weird? Well, so far, nothing weird's happened.
Tell you all a story about a mouse named Lori. Yeah, Lori was a mouse in a big brown house.
I she already like it.
The hoe I like it
with the money flow. But fuck that little mouse, cause I'm an albatross.
Woo! Okay, I like it a lot.
I figured you would.
I like how she says albatross.
The greatest part is they got like a 6 to be the leading lady in this.
This came out in October. It has 36 million views.
Million.
These wobbles are fat as fuck.
This has everything of what makes a good music video. A really sexy girl, slight accent, good video production with dancing, sick beats,
and then just weird transitions like right here.
Yeah. I like how it goes so quiet and then so wobbly.
The old-time radio effects.
Yeah, that's cool.
She's hot!
She is fucking hot.
Really? You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're too tough.
She's fucking hot as fuck.
I'm an albatross.
I like what they're doing with the house music part because you don't really hear pauses that strong in house music.
Right.
Like, those breaks were just something I'd never heard, because all house music just really kind of blends together after a while.
Right.
But that was really good. I like that a lot.
Hammy, did you like it because it didn't have 75 guitars in it?
I thoroughly enjoyed this.
Nice.
Yeah, so thanks to Sherry for that one.
Thank you, Sherry.
She's a huge fan.
Did she also get a Mario star? Let me
she has a Mario star, yes, currently.
Okay. Yeah.
Are we still going or are you just replaying
I'm just
it?
Playing it in because I like it.
Oh, okay.
It's well, so good.
I don't know if I like just playing good music on Wimbledy. We should play something like not good. Yeah, we need to play something bad.
Oh, it doesn't have to be this that bit every single time.
Well, we can't make fun of good stuff.
Do you have anything? Does anyone have anything? Because I don't.
Wait, hold on.
I certainly do.
Yes, post it in the chat. I'll pull it up, Hammy.
Well, Marie sent me one too. Is Marie? Are you
strong?
The
problem is 48. It's 38 minutes long. What Marie sent you?
Was it?
Jesus.
The Alien Kid one? Yeah.
Well, it was in the We Listen to Better Music Than You Facebook group as a recommendation.
That's nice, but I'm not going to play 38 minutes of it.
Here you go. If you want something very bad and annoying, there you go in the chat room.
This is just a link to Brainstew. I'm kidding. I'm
kidding. Hurtful.
I know.
What is it called?
It's called Dollar Menida Tanak video.
This guy is the Justin Timberlake of India.
Oh my God, this is going to be playing at Taco
really?
Balls.
It's, yeah, this video has 3 million views and this was posted in March, so.
Taj Mahal's.
So far, these graphics are amazing.
Wow, I really like that. It looks like the real Earth.
Mitch will love the video production.
Welcome to Earth.
Look at these meteors.
Oh, no. Oh, I love it.
Remember
oh, my God, it's amazing.
Remember earlier when I was singing Bollywood songs? I was right on.
This is amazing. I love it so much. I want to marry it. Is he laughing with himself? Is he harmonizing with himself?
Sounds
like is that a fake fire behind him?
Yeah.
Oh my God, this green screen is phenomenal.
It really is amazing.
I'm gonna dress up like this guy for Halloween. He's like the new Gangnam Style, but of India.
Apparently, the purpose of this video is he is the elements of the earth together and it's all peaceful shit.
I like it.
Well, I don't know, but he just gave a thumbs down and then a thumbs up and then started singing with himself, so...
You know what the greatest part about this? This is on Sony Music India's Vivo page.
No wonder.
And the production looks like this.
No wonder I never saw The Love Guru.
This is the worst thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
Are you kidding me? I would watch this on repeat for hours.
No, you won't. This is the worst
video I've ever seen. I'm going to go to bed to this. This voice is going to have to fall asleep to this song every goddamn night now. This is my nighttime song.
You're playing Civilization 1? Like in the backgrounds it would have and the screen pull-ups you would have in your action scenes. That's what this is.
I like the iTunes visualizers in the background.
Right. Can somebody check Crowley's YouTube history? Because I think I might have answered something.
What do you mean?
I can't be meaner than that because Mitch has a Mario star.
Oh, okay. I do this all the time now, but all I can do is think of that guy when he's planning out this music video, his thought process for creating this. He's like, okay, then we're going to water wipe to me shaking my arms in front of a fake civilization land, and I'm going to wave my hand around the air like this for a little bit, and it's going to be awesome. And everyone's writing down, yes, yes, very good. But just think. No, just think. If you were born in India, this would be your shit.
If I would have been born in India, I would David Crawley myself years ago if I'd done this.
See, use it as a verb.
Sorry.
He used it as a verb.
Mitch, I'm so sorry.
And that's not fair because it's originally called Chris Ben Wang.
He is almost ripping off Gangnam Style with that dance.
It's the worst video production I've ever seen.
He's doing the wacky, waveable, inflatable, arm flailing tube man dance right now.
By that, you mean the best video production you've ever seen?
No. I mean, what was that?
Directed by James Nguyen.
I'm never going to get this song out of my head.
To be fair, this song is pretty old.
How old is it?
March 2014.
Well, no, this song's been uploaded on YouTube countless times. I want to say this is maybe 10 years old at least.
Then this is before Gangnam Style.
And Sony's just now putting it up?
Well, this got very popular in America because it was put in the background of a World of Warcraft video. People made their World of Warcraft characters dance to this song, and that's how the song became viral in America.
Oh, really? Oh, okay, so we're late to the game on this one.
Not a lot of people know about this song, but I love it. It's so addictive yet annoying and fantastic.
Most Bollywood songs I've heard, I've end up liking because they're just so upbeat and happy sounding. It doesn't fucking matter what they're saying. It's right. Just entertaining as shit.
Yeah, no, never mind the fact that there are gangs of dudes going out there and raping women with rebar sticks. Like, let's just go ahead and say that this is what India is.
Yes.
Bisexual Ian, no, that's a repost. I heard this song in high school way back in 2009. Holy shit.
You were in high school in 2009?
Ian's a young dude. Damn.
I graduated in 2004.
Damn.
Three.
Ugh. Hey, guys.
Yeah.
I found 9 signs you found the man you should make your husband.
Oh.
Before that, can we play a little bit of the first song just to get that other one out? It's like, it's like eating a salty cracker after you eat something shitty. Na, na, na. Ugh. No, not this. I mean, yeah, oh, the other one, ass.
All right. Hold on, give me a second. I have it right here. Here you go.
I mean, I can play it. Take a spin, now you're in with the techno set. That's not what I want, boys. Now I'm angry.
That ends your segment of We Listen to Better Music Than You.
Yep. That did you like that? Because that's perfect.
There we go. Now I'm better.
I'm an albatross.
All right.
I'm an albatross.
What does she say like that?
That's so weird.
I'm an albatross.
I'm a albatross.
I'm
an albatross.
It's really annoying, but it's great.
Yeah.
It's too catchy to be annoying.
I'm an albatross.
Can we be done with this bit already? I'm already annoyed.
I want to hear Eminem rap over that. What?
Oh, okay.
Anyways, what were the signs that I need to make sure I check off because I married you already?
9 signs you found the man you should make your husband.
Oh, God, I hope I got these
Ooh.
Right.
All right, 1, you don't need to be on in front of him. Good days and bad days, he understands
Some days
you
I could be dead in front of him. It's fine. Sometimes I'm alive, sometimes I'm not. My husband loves me either way.
During those lady times.
So basically they're saying that these are things that girls do when... I'm sorry, go ahead.
2, your happiness is his happiness and vice versa.
Nuh-uh. I love gloating to you.
You know he's the one because he's good to you in ways you've never thought possible. He wants the best for you, even if it comes at a cost for him.
You make me breakfast in the morning, and then I slap it out of your hands and say, make me another one! And laugh at him.
Is that what you do?
Yeah.
Well, he does make me breakfast.
3.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. Even at the end of the day, even at the end of a really bad day, all you want is to be with him. No matter what kind of crummy mood you're in, you'd rather be with him.
Beating him senseless. For the poor job he did with the eggs earlier.
The attraction is palpable, physically, emotionally, and mentally.
I feel like there's something. I feel like Royce is beaten.
I hit him
said over easy.
I feel like there's an abuse thing going on.
No, it's fine. He's fine. I don't hit him hard.
Okay, the attraction is palpable, physically, emotionally, and mentally. You two are compatible on all those levels. The chemistry between you both is powerful enough to block everything else out.
Hammy, Hammy, comment.
It's very accurate so far.
Are you and Christy palpable?
I was wondering how all five of us do it at the same time.
What were you just about to ask, Marie?
I was asking if you guys were palpable.
He looks more like Palpatine. You want to share every experience with him. When you envision your future, he has a major role in it, and vice versa. The idea of spending the rest of your life with him doesn't scare you. Being by his side is where you feel most comfortable. When something funny happens or you receive good news, you immediately want to fucking rub it in his face. No, sorry. You want to share it with him first with a cheesy love song. Yeah, Marie always sends me a cheesy love song. She sent me this one today, actually.
You're not a good friend.
Sorry.
It's that the sound he's making singing that chorus sounds like somebody that's fumbling about to drop something he was holding in his hands.
Whoa. You have the same idea of romance. Sometimes you feel
bromance.
Like you're in
you mean none at all?
Yeah.
In
sometimes you feel like you're in a Twilight movie with all these goddamn vampires. Sorry.
I'm missing something. What happened?
It did say Twilight movie. Sometimes you feel like you're in a Twilight movie with all this inexplicable magic and buzzing around.
He said vampires the first time. See, I thought he was going to say Twilight like the...
With all these goddamn vampires. Whatever your definition of romance is, intimate dinners, long road trips, cuddling in bed, he shares it with you and will go an extra step to make you happy.
This is not accurate at all to my man.
There's a lot of subservient dude shit.
Fine.
Yeah.
Then, Tammy, you tell us what's different from this article so far.
I want you two to tell me. You guys are married as well, just as, like he is.
Well,
I want everybody
Hammy
to tell
disagrees,
me.
So I want to hear Hammy's points.
I'm trying to convince Kelsey to love me, so you guys need to tell me how I keep her.
Do you love her?
I'm trying to convince her to.
To put a ring on it.
No. You didn't answer the question. Do you love her?
No.
I just love that. No.
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 No. No.
Not yet.
Fucking balls. You love more than you fight.
She's freaking me out a little bit, but.
Why?
Is she standing right behind you?
Yeah. She's pointing a gun at me. No, I actually, it's weird because like, you know, like you guys know how self-centered I am. I find myself actually thinking about her as opposed to every other girl I've dated.
Oh, I have her on the phone.
I hate your voice.
Oh, Jesus, it's mean.
He's not, he had no listeners to you, but
he
also.
Hold on, she just texted me.
Uh-oh.
Is she listening?
No.
Kelsey, I was joking.
Oh, no. What happened?
Oh, yes.
She's leaving me.
Are you in trouble?
No, I'm joking.
Oh.
She loves the show. Go ahead. Sorry, what was more in there? I want to know what you two, like, okay, so does any of this dumb list apply to either of your guys' marriages?
Extremely accurate to my wife, not accurate to me at all.
Okay. Explain.
Well, because on the whole, you know, puppy love type of romantic bullshit, and I'm the exact opposite of that. She likes the romantic, those stupid Nicholas Sparks movies and all that this hopeless romantic crap and
all those Bubba Sparks movies.
Lean
booty,
back.
booty, rocket everywhere.
Do we even have the same writer? I don't know if we have the same
writer. Yeah, Bubba Sparks and Nick Sparks, they're brothers.
Right.
So is that it? That you just don't have the puppy love?
No, it's just I my way of showing affection is nothing to do with this article.
How do you show affection?
Yeah, well, give us
like when
story.
When you're being sweet Chris Hamill, like what happens?
Meticulously screaming at her while pointing and saying these labels are in the wrong order. These labels are in the goddamn wrong order. That's how he shows love.
Oh, shit.
The soups are not alphabetized, you dumb idiot. Get out of the house. I love you.
Go ahead.
Number nine, he accepts you as you are. You're messier, louder, and maybe less funny, but he loves you. Oh, this woman is less funny, whoever wrote this, absolutely. But he loves you for it. He makes you feel good all about it. I would not make Marie feel good if she was less funny. I would make her feel terrible.
He would. Right. That's why I have to be funnier.
See?
Well, that's why we do the show.
Oh, honey, you're so funny. You're so funny, honey.
We do not get pity laughs in this house.
Making Marie laugh
is impossible. Making Marie laugh is impossible.
There are even times where I tell him, Royce, what you said was incredibly hilarious and I'm enjoying it internally. I just realized I was not laughing. But that's because he does fucking intelligent jokes. Well, he'll say something and I'll be like, ooh, that was funny. Ooh, that was funny on two levels. Ooh, look at him go making an intelligent joke with multi layers. Oh, he's impressive. And then I go, I've just been sitting there thinking about that for like the last 30 seconds and I didn't even laugh at all.
One of my big jokes last weekend was me taking my balls out of my pants and saying, look, is there gum on my pants, and making people look at him. That's pretty highbrow. That's Bill Maher, Dennis Miller shit. Right, guys?
I have noticed that with Marie, like, you will recognize when something is funny, but you won't laugh at it. It's usually when something catches you off guard. Like, you and I are the same kind of, at least I feel the same way. Like, I get caught off guard all the time by all of you guys at one point or another, but more often than not, it's usually Mitch or Marie who catches me off guard with just some dumb shit. It's usually what makes me laugh the hardest. So, am I wrong when I say that? Like, usually it's the shit that catches you off guard.
It's the dumbest shit that you weren't expecting that makes you laugh hard, yeah.
Right, right.
For real.
I have noticed that. Because you're right. Like, no matter how smart the jokes are said on a show, with Marie at least, but when, perfect example, the Caribbean Moon song.
Or yellow, that, yellow.
I haven't seen Marie laugh that hard in all the years I've known you guys. And yeah, it was just that horrible video that just caught her off guard.
It was so bad. What was he thinking?
That's the bitch who wrote the article, by the way.
Oh, she's pretty.
Yep.
She is pretty.
Oh, she must be waiting for marriage. She's trying to get married really fast. If not already married.
Ew, why would you want to ruin your life that early?
Some people don't know better.
I waited 10 years to marry this bitch.
Yep. Just so all the joy was out of it.
Yep, I wanted to make sure she didn't get any happiness.
No happiness. Just kind of like, fucking get this over with.
Some people. That's how we show each other love.
You know what? You know what? How Chrissy and I show each other affection? We try to make fun of and ruin things that that the other one likes. Like, she knows that that I'm into the nerdy Star Trek, you know, science fiction stuff. So she'll refer to William Shatner as the Priceline guy instead of Captain Kirk, which really annoys me. And
He's Officer T.J. Hooker.
That's well, she funny. Doesn't even know who T.J. Hooker is. And,
that is really funny.
And so
she does this intentionally?
Yes, on purpose.
And that's so, how you show love.
So, and when I told her I was going to see The Imitation Game, which, by the way, amazing movie, she said, oh, I don't like Ben Dick Pumpkin Patch, just to purposely fuck his name up, and it really annoyed me.
Oh, Benedict Cumberbatch.
We call him Eggs Benedict. We call him Eggs Benedict Cumberbun.
It's funny. What do you do to piss her off?
Well, she really wants children.
Has sex with her family.
She really wants
children, so I don't have sex with her.
That's really mean, dude.
She really wants to have children, so I just name superhero real names to call our children, and she's like, oh, I actually kind of like that name. And I tell her it's a superhero secret. She says, no, that name's ruined. Like,
oh, it's going to be amazing when fucking Hammy has a kid named Booster Gold.
Jesus. Like I had to be a little obvious. I couldn't be obvious. Like, she knows who Batman is, so I didn't say Bruce Wayne, but I said Eric Banner, and Eric Banner, Bruce Banner.
Bruce Banner Hamill, I like it.
And she's like, She's like, who's Bruce Banner? And that's actually not that bad of a name. And I said, oh, he's the Incredible Hulk. And she said, well, nope, we can't have any Bruces now.
Why?
Because she knows I want to name the kids after superheroes.
Well, no matter what name,
you don't tell when she asks you the next time, who is that person? Just be like, I don't know, I just thought of the name.
Hammy, what you got to do is have a little bit more patience and suggest the first name first. Once she agrees to it, then suggest the middle name.
Yeah, it's gonna be great when when the kid's named Clark Kent Spider-Man Hamill. Are you sure this isn't a superhero? No, honey, don't worry about it.
No, not at all.
All right. Sounds Jewish.
So, like, you suggest Peter at first, and she's like, oh, I like the name Peter. And then you're like, yeah, but wouldn't Parker be a middle name?
No, everyone knows Peter Parker. That's too big.
I'm just giving
you she has no idea who Spider-Man is.
Really? Then Peter Parker. What's wrong with Peter Parker Hamill?
It's a great name.
Nothing. I like it.
Do that.
And I threw out Mark to see if she would get the reference, but she's made fun of Star Wars too many times because she thinks it's stupid, and that she's like, no, we're not naming our kid after Luke Skywalker.
Ra's al Ghul Hamill.
There you go. I like that one.
Do that. That'd be great. You think she would know if it's a girl and you called her Catwoman Hamill?
Or Selena Kyle Hamill.
I guess. Catwoman's better.
Who wants kids?
That's kind of those are things that her and I joke around with each other to show mutual.
I don't know. Affection. Do you want kids, Hammy, at any point?
Maybe. I don't know.
That's exactly the right answer for everyone that knows it in their heart that they probably shouldn't have kids, but they're getting older and they still don't want to be like, no, forever. But as you get older, you start realizing that you're really happy not having kids. And
okay,
then
Marie, your reaction to his reaction is what people who don't want kids think people who have the reaction should be acting like. You see what I'm saying?
No,
like
no.
You don't want kids, and you just assume everybody else doesn't want them either. But they, dude, some people might want to have kids eventually.
Dutch, do you want kids?
Eventually, yeah.
Really, you do?
Sure.
Please don't have kids.
Better parents than you two.
Fine, but that doesn't mean, okay, fine, but using your logic.
You talked about this last week.
John Wayne Gacy could be a better fucking parent than fucking, I don't know, who do you want, fucking, who was a clown guy? You know, that was John Wayne. Who was the other guy?
Good reference and joke, buddy.
I am fucking murdering it.
Way to keep right on track.
Murdering it.
I don't know. You lost me.
I'm killing it.
Yeah.
Last week we discussed you being an awesome uncle.
You're doing it wrong.
You said you'd be a cool uncle, and we were rating your level of coolness as an uncle. But
yeah,
we
not as a dad.
You don't even know if you can handle a dog.
I'd be a great dad.
If push came to shove, I'd be a great dad. That right there tells you you'd be a terrible dad.
I'm sure.
That's your statement. If push came to shove,
I would be an awful dad.
That's like that is pretty much saying if my kid forced me to be responsible, I would be a good dad.
Yeah, basically. That's the only reason why I don't want to have kids is because I feel like I'd be an awful father. So
I don't want to because I don't want to have the concept of not being able to ride a roller coaster for 9 months.
You don't ride roller coasters that often anymore, but you just want the option?
I want the option.
I get
that's you. The reason. What?
Yeah, what so what? That's an adult reason. It's an adult reason.
It's not an adult reason. It's a terrible reason.
And also, you know, the whole not drinking for 9 months.
Okay, that would be reason number one, maybe if you were a huge partier.
My ankles are going to swell and I'm going to get hair in places.
Here's the problem is that you went with roller coasters first. Can we go back to that or no?
Stretch marks around your stomach.
Okay, I guess we're not
going to. I'm never
going
to be able to snap back afterwards. Maybe my boobs would be bigger.
And I don't want to have to leave her. So that's not fair. So don't have a kid.
So you're saying having a kid would just ruin your marriage?
Probably.
And considering that I'm turning 30 this year, that means that the idea or the probability of the kid being retarded or something goes up.
I don't think that's how it works, Marie. Like
it's over 40.
Modern medicine.
It's not over 30.
Yeah.
Something like that.
You're not an old maid. Jesus Christ.
Probably
going to
have like retard kids.
Yo, you would not.
That's not. No. Just because you're 30 doesn't mean that you've been drinking the whole pregnancy.
What if she drinks the whole pregnancy?
What if I've been drinking the whole pregnancy?
Well, then that's a problem.
Also, I can't live without coffee in the morning. It's awful. Once I went to 9 o'clock without drinking it.
She has this really funny mug where she says, don't talk to me until I've had my coffee.
They've fixed everything as far as like things that kill up. Why won't they come up with like a vaccine or some kind of a cure or something you get when you're a kid?
A cure.
Along with polio and all those other shots you get. Hey, if you drink during pregnancy, you won't make the kid retarded. Like there's a way to do that, right?
Yeah, it's called self-control for 9 months.
No.
Nah.
Dude, because you got a party though.
You can't drink coffee when you're pregnant?
No.
They tell you not to have any caffeine. Yeah,
they tell you not to have all this dumb stuff.
You basically how about we have a vaccine
of kids not getting turned into waterheads because the mom decides to drink or have coffee.
When you get pregnant, doctors basically say you can have water and raw carrots. And don't eat anything else because you're going to ruin the baby.
Marie's wearing a pair of boxers as her shirt. Do you think she's responsible enough to have a child?
I am resourceful. No,
well, that's a great idea.
I'm resourceful, and the kid would also want to wear underwear on its head, so I would be able to relate to said child. I put underwear on my head as a kid. And I like
Oh, good. Maul points out in the chat room.
Everybody likes me.
Deadline for getting knocked up. If you have a kid in your late 30s, it's very likely they'll be autistic or have Asperger's. Well, good. Well, when
what does she have to back that up?
She saw a Dan Marino documentary.
See?
Or fucking Flutie, whoever you want.
Good. I'll wait till we're 34 and I'll show her this this statistic and be like, oh, whoops, we waited too long.
Oh, good. You made Flutie flakes. Autism's cured. Congratulations. It's midnight. It's time to wrap up.
Let's get out of here.
Yeah.
Hold on. I don't know what it's not playing.
Take a spin. Now you're in with the tattoo
set.
You're
going to search it on the internet. All right, anyway, sorry. Yeah, Mitch, by the way, just to reiterate what we talked about at the top of the show, yeah, sucks, and we're all praying for you. I don't pray, but if I did, I would for you.
We're all praying on you.
Right. Hanny, why are you better?
I'm better than you because I don't know anybody that kills people.
That's pretty good. It's a good way to be better.
I do. That's the weird part. Royce?
I am better than you because...
You really are just a horrible person. Bree?
I'm better than you because I got to walk a cat on a leash.
And I'm better than you because I'm going to have a South African boar bell in my life at one point in my life.
Yeah.
Say life again,
just
Joel.
Not a real feeling.
Hey, we'll see you guys tomorrow night, 7 to 9 p.m. here on morelikeradio.com. Hippo Juice, obviously. And then, we don't have the red show after that.
Thank you, Hammy, for being on.
Yeah, Hamster, thank you so much, buddy.
No problem, guys.
Always fun to have you on.
Exactly. All right, guys, we'll see you guys next week.